This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm at the British Rowing Centre in Caversham, which is just outside Reading, and obviously pre-Paralympics at the moment, and I'm with Nick Baker, who's the head coach for the Paralympic team. Nick, rowing is a really good sport for somebody who's visually impaired. What sort of routes are there for visually impaired people to get into rowing?
Yeah, rowing's a brilliant sport for anyone with a vision impairment. I think mainly because as a sport, it's based very heavily around touch and feel. And I think, you know, people quite often when they get in the boats, they realise that sort of sensation of acceleration and touch and feel is quite rewarding. So I think we quite often do exercises in the boat where we do closed eye rowing for a very specific reason. It sort of isolates that sensation and that touch on the blade. So it's great sport for visually impaired people. In terms of getting involved, I think actually most rowing clubs in the country would be more than equipped to help people get involved. And I think probably the nice thing about the rowing community is if there's something that needs to be done to just make it a little bit easier, they'll probably be there to help and just set the club up in a way to invite you in. But, you know, the boats don't necessarily need any adaptation to have anyone in with a vision impairment. You can just jump in and go rowing. And quite often with the crew boats, there's a sort of momentum that you can slot in with quite quickly, which is quite a nice way to learn. So, yeah, there's 550 clubs across the UK. So hopefully wherever you are, there's a way of getting involved. And it'd be great to see more people get out and experience it.
Because it is quite fun. I had a go at rowing a long, long time ago in Bristol, and I got into a club and I rowed along the sort of docks in Bristol. And you can slot in quite easily, as you say, into a team. And it's a really good sport. It's a fantastic sport to do.
Yeah, for sure. And, clearly you don't have to target the Paralympics. If you want to just jump in and go for a row and keep yourself fit, if you want to learn something new, there's that end of it. And the clubs have that great community side of it as well. But clearly for us, we've got a talent pathway. And if someone happens to be built in the right way and have the right mindset and really want to sort of go after that sort of 4 to 6 year dream of a Paralympic medal, then we've got the pathway and the coaches to support them on that journey as well.
And when you mention sort of, a shape of somebody, is it really that somebody's got to be quite tall?
Yeah, I think rowing's a sport for people with big lungs, big levers, and probably the mindset to enjoy sitting in the pain cave for a number of hours every day. But you can also grow some of those qualities. You know, we have people that have, you know, they're very tall, they're very strong, but perhaps they have to sort of learn how to endure the training program. That can be built over time. You don't have to be ready straight out of the box. So it's definitely, you shouldn't be put off by anything. Just go and give it a crack and see how it goes.
And at the moment, we're, I suppose, under a week or maybe a week and a bit away from the Paralympic Games. How is the squad looking at the moment?
Well, that's always the golden question, but they're going well. I think, you know, we've got four boats that we're taking that have all been quite competitive together now for this last period of the season, and there's definitely some strength there. You know, we've got some new athletes that are very sort of physically talented and on a rapid learning curve, and then we've got some that are a bit longer in the tooth with a bit more experience, and I think those two things have worked together really well. There's been like an injection of energy and sort of raw enthusiasm with the newbies, and then we've obviously got the experience that just helps sort of shape that energy and make sure it's used in the right way with the people that have been around a bit longer. So I'd hope we're on for some good results, but, you know, once that gun goes, anything can happen, and we've just got to stick to our process.
And you've obviously got Sam Murray, who's in the PR3 mixed double sculls with Annie Caddock, and this is the first time for this particular class.
Yeah, so it's a brand new boat class for this Paralympiad, and of the three sort of visually impaired categories we've got, Sam is in one of the two most severe, so he's in B2, so you can have B1s and B2s in that particular boat class. And Sam's story is absolutely fascinating as well, because we first laid eyes on Sam, I think it was 2008, when he first got involved with the team, and, you know, 17, 18 years later, he's now going to his first Paralympics, and I think, you know, he's got a really interesting story of trying with the team, it not working out the first time, going into the real world, getting a job, and then probably thinking, actually, I'd quite like to give this another go, and he's come back a completely different athlete, which is great to see.
And do you think Sam and Annie are going to do well in Paris, do you think?
Well, relative to themselves, they'll do brilliantly because they're a class act. You know, they're highly focused. They don't really waste strokes that double when they go out rowing, and there's an intensity to what they're doing. I'd love to see them in the medals. They really deserve to be in the medals with the effort they put in.
And if somebody's sort of watching the Paralympics and seeing Sam and the rest of the squad out there competing and hopefully winning medals as well, and thinking, well, I'd like to get into rowing as a visually impaired person, what's the sort of best steps and where can they go to find out more?
Well, the British Rowing website is a pretty good place just to get a feel for where your local club is. And I think the best thing to do with any local club is pick up the phone and speak to them. Like, they'd love to chat to you. Essentially, bring them inside what your needs might be, you know, where you are, what you'd like to try. And I'd be amazed if any club didn't welcome you in and make it work. So just pick up the phone.
Well, Nick, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And of course, we wish the whole squad all the best in Paris.
Lovely. Thanks so much.